Welcome to this iPhone 7 Plus demo. And in this demo, I just want to point out a few of the major features of the iPhone 7 Plus. So first of all, let me start off with a physical description of the iPhone 7 Plus. Of course, we have the standard controls. On the right-hand side towards the top, we have the power slash wake button. And on the top left-hand side, coming down a little bit, we have the mute switch. And then below that, we have the volume up and volume down buttons. And on the front face down the bottom middle, of course, we have the new taptic or haptic home button. So it's no longer mechanical. And then on the bottom left-hand side, we just have a little grill, i.e. no 3.5mm headphone jack anymore. And on the bottom right-hand side, we have the first of the two stereo speakers. And then in the middle, of course, we have the lightning connector. And then at the top face of the phone, the little grill, that's our phone speaker and or our second stereo speaker. Of course, the top edge of the phone doesn't have any controls on it at all. Now, if I turn the phone over, on the top left-hand side, we have a fairly large raised oval glass section. And of course, that contains the dual cameras. So that's basically a physical description of the iPhone 7 Plus. In the box, you get standard stuff, except one little extra bit. So we get the SIM ejection tool, the charger, the lightning cable, a getting started user's manual, a set of earpods which have the lightning connector, i.e. no longer the 3.5mm connector, and a lightning to 3.5mm adapter to still allow you to use headphones, i.e. because there's no longer any 3.5mm headphone jack. And remember that I said the haptic home button now is electronic. It's no longer mechanical. So when you get the phone out of the box and you press on the home button, it's not going to move because there's no electronics happening at that stage. It'll only activate when the phone's on, of course, because it's not really being depressed. It feels like it's being depressed because of the electronics happening with the haptic feedback. Now, since there isn't any physical home button as such to press in, then if you want to reset the phone back to factory defaults, for example, or actually reboot it for that matter, then you can't actually do the old thing that used to be holding the home button and press the power button to do that. So Apple has done a workaround. You can now press in the power button with the volume down button, and that will do exactly the same thing as previously the home button did with the power button. And just another quick note about that type of functionality with the home button. If the home button starts to act in a faulty manner, I've seen on a few blogs where it's suggested that the iOS 1.0 running on the iPhone 7 or 7 Plus will automatically kick in assistive touch, of course, which then enables you to use one of the options of assistive touch, which is to activate the home button. Or indeed, you could even turn that on yourself by going into accessibility under assistive touch. And when you turn it on, you can select the home button as an option instead of actually pressing, in quotes, the actual physical home button. Now, the first thing you'll notice is that VoiceOver is going to come out of both speakers. Flick to the right.
Calendar, month, photos, calendar, mail.
And flick back to the left. It's a bit hard to hear on the microphone at the moment, but I'm getting sound coming out of the bottom right hand speaker grill and sound coming out of the left hand speaker. Of course, that's the top speaker grill if I had the phone in portrait mode. I'm just going to turn VoiceOver off with triple click home.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold the phone near the mic and I'm going to press the home button, i.e. we're not really pressing, and you'll actually hear the haptic feedback happening each time I press the home button. So I'm going to hold it closer. Okay, and now I'm just going to press it twice to get to the app switcher. So hear that clunk clunk noise if I do it again. Okay, and I'll do it once. And then of course if I did it three times,
VoiceOver,
take the phone away from
mail,
the mic.
No unread emails.
Activated VoiceOver. So you can definitely hear and feel the haptic feedback. Now you can change the intensity of the haptic or taptic feedback that the home button gives you. in Settings, General, Home. And I'll just show you where you do that.
Settings.
Double tap on Settings.
Portrait, Settings.
Okay, and let me flick down to General.
Settings, Aeroplex, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Mobile.
So I'm flicking to the right here.
Control, Do Not, General. One update
Double
available.
Tap on General.
Selected, General, Settings,
and
Back button.
Flick to the right, down to Home.
General, About, Software, Spotlight, Handoff, CarPlay, Home button, button.
There's the Home button.
Home button, done, button.
I flick to the right.
Choose your click. Tap an option below, then press the Home button to give it a try. To set the one you like best, tap Done.
Okay, so every time you change the setting, you can try it out with the Home button and then press Done to confirm.
Selected. One.
So I've got it on very soft at the moment. I'm going to flick to the right.
Two.
And
button.
On two.
Selected. Two.
And two is the default. So I'm going to hold the phone up to the mic again and have a listen. That's just me pressing it once. Okay, if I flick to the right.
Three. Button.
This is free.
Selected. Three.
I'll press it again now, the Home button. Okay, it's a very, it feels like a very hard clunk. Okay, I flip back to two.
Two.
Button. And as I said, two is the default.
Selected. Two.
Okay, not so hard a clunk. And then, of course, back to one again.
One. Button.
Which is what I had it on.
Selected. One.
And click on the Home button again, or press on the Home button again. Okay, so a very soft sort of clunk. I'm going to flip back to
two
and I'm going to put it back to the default anyway.
Selected, two.
Okay, and I press on the Home button again. Okay, so that's the sound of it. And then I'm going to flick back to Done.
One, tap an option, choose your click, Done, button.
Double tap on Done.
Done, General, Home button.
Remember, that's irrespective of the other Home button function in Settings, General, Accessibility, where you can change the speed rate of how fast you press the Home button twice or three times. And of course, the reachability option still works on the Home button. That's where you just touch on the Home button twice rather than pressing it in to pull the top of the screen down towards you so you can reach it with one hand. Okay, now while we're still in Settings, I just want to show you the fact that the sound option in Settings has changed to Sound and Haptic now, because we have haptic feedback for system controls in iPhone 7 or 7 Plus. So it vibrates the phone when you toggle things on and off. So I'll just show you where you can find that and toggle it on and off itself if you like. So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to go back to the main settings screen.
Settings, heading.
Okay, and let's flick down to sound and haptic now. Of course, if you didn't have this 7 or 7 Plus, you just have sound.
Setting, aeroplane, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, notif, controls, do not, general, display, wallpaper, sounds and haptics, button.
Okay, sounds and haptics, double tap on that.
Selected, sounds and haptics, settings,
okay, now if I do a four-finger tap at the bottom of the screen to jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Play haptics for system controls and interactions.
Okay, play haptics for system controls and interactions. If I flick back.
System haptics, on.
If I double tap on it.
Off.
I've turned it off with no vibration. If I double tap on it now,
on.
I get a little very quick vibrate to let me know that I've toggled an option. So just let me flick back to the left.
Lock sound, on.
Okay, so lock sound.
Double tap to toggle setting.
If I want to turn it off.
Off.
Very quick vibration, double tap again.
On.
And I get the vibration again. So what I might do is let me just get VoiceOver to speak.
Settings, back button.
And I'm just going to turn the sound right down. I'm going to do a four-finger touch at the bottom of the screen.
Sounds and haptics. Heading. Play haptics for system control. System haptics. Lock sound. On.
Okay, now lock sound is currently on. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold it to the phone to the mic. And I'm just going to double tap on it so I can hear what it sounds like.
Off. On. Off. On. Off. On.
Okay, so a very, very quick pulse. Let me just turn VoiceOver's voice back up again.
Settings. Back button, sounds and haptics, heading.
I'm just going to press the Home button to come out.
Set landscape. Home button to the right, mail.
Now, because we've got stereo speakers, I wanted to actually show you the fact that you can actually play an audio game.
Audio game hub.
Archery game menu. Start new game.
So I'm in the archery competition of the audio game hub. I'm going to double tap on new game.
Welcome to the Archery Tournament of Sherwood Forest. You'll compete against a great many splendid archers from the entire Nottinghamshire. If you prove the best, Lady Marion's
Now remember, this is in portrait mode, so I've got to play the game as if I was holding the phone in portrait mode, but I'll still hear the target go between the left and right speakers. So I'm going to pull the arrow back, so I'm actually sliding my finger down the screen, i.e. in portrait mode, i.e. I've got a landscape. And then when I hit the target in the middle, I'm going to let the arrow go. Whoops.
This time you need 15 points. You've got two shots
Let's
left.
Let's try again. Just find that wobble noise really hard.
4 points.
Oh dear.
You've got 7 points. You need 15
now,
points.
Now this is me not being able to draw it properly, but I can definitely hear that the arrow's passing in the from the left or right. Right to left, or in the middle of the two speakers. Here we go again. And I'm going to fail.
8 points. You've got 15
points.
Oh no,
I think I just made it.
You need 15 points.
Just.
Round two.
Okay, so that's enough for that one. Just going to press the home button to come out.
Landscape. Home button to the right.
Okay, so if you really wanted to, you can definitely play audio games with the two speakers in the iPhone 7 Plus that I've currently got here. The final thing I wanted to show you about the iPhone 7 is how much louder it is than my iPhone 6S. So I'm going to start voiceover running from the top of the screen.
Mail. No unread emails.
Turn it up.
Calendar.
Volume up.
Monday, the 17th of October. Photos. Camera. Maps. Clock. 9:43 a.m.
Okay, so that's how loud the iPhone 7 Plus gets. Now my iPhone 6 is here.
9:43 a.m. Mail. One unread email.
Just going to turn it up.
Monday, the 17th of October. One new notification. Photos. Camera. Max. Clock. 9:43 a.m.
And that's the maximum volume
wallet,
of the notes, iPhone 6S.
Reminders. Videos.
Okay, so iPods, quite a bit different.
iTunes Store.
All right, so let me go back to the iPhone 7 Plus. Now, I've already been listening to the Chill Out channel in the music app. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap to start the music playing on the iPhone 7 Plus. This is maximum volume. Okay, and that's maximum volume. Remember, of course, I'm listening to stereo speakers here on the iPhone 7 Plus. Of course, as you will on the iPhone 7 itself. Okay, so stop that one. Now, I've got Chill Out also loaded on my iPhone 6S. Of course, it's not the same music, it's the same channel. So again, two-finger double tap to start it playing. And that's maximum volume on my iPhone 6S. So a lot quieter than the iPhone 7 or 7 Plus in this demo version I've got. So that completes this fairly quick iPhone 7 Plus demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.